Oh, goodness. I think the biggest thing that I would like to let go of right now is the fact that I still carry some secrets that I'm too scared to even speak out into a best friend, a confident person that I know, because I feel like every time I have given that over, I'm just giving somebody the bullets to shoot me with. Unfortunately for me, I'm not from a understanding family or a good support network that helps guide me in my recovery. And so I am constantly fighting people in my own family that I have detached and love from, but they still hold me in the place of shame of what I was and not who I am. And so even if I slip up the slightest way, I carry all of that inside of me because I guess the people I've surrounded, family members that I thought I had to continue surrounding myself with, hold me in that place. So through lots of tools in recovery, I am letting go of that, and now I'm at a place here as She Recovers to go where the love is and to be here, be present, to let go of all the things that hold me in those spaces, because shame has ruled my life for a long, long time. And as I get better and as I heal, I am beginning to understand how critical it is to really let it penetrate the fact that that's what I did, that's not who I am. And what is the other big one? That other people's opinions are none of my business. But when they continually throw it at you or in your face, I guess the only other thing is to do is to continue detaching in love. But it's hurtful, it's painful, and it feels pretty yucky. So that's really about it. Thank you. Actually, that's not really just about it, but that's it for now. Bye, Felicia.